This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, April 5th. It will be a little bit warmer than yesterday with a lot of sun and a high of 86. A few clouds moving in tonight with a low of 62. The weekend is looking a little cooler with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and the possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. The high Saturday will be 79. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 80. The clouds will move on during the evening hours. Overnight lows both nights will be in the upper 50s. Now the big question is, what is in store for Monday the 8th and the weather for the eclipse? Well, right now, there will be intermittent sun and clouds, a 25% chance for some rain, and a possible thunderstorm in the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. The lawyer representing Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice said Thursday the NFL player told police he was driving one of the cars involved in Saturday's multi-vehicle hit-and-run collision. At a 16-minute news conference, Rice's attorney, State Senator Royce West, said he expects charges to be filed by Dallas police soon against the former Richland High School and SMU star. West said Rice was driving the Lamborghini in the collision, which injured at least four people and damaged multiple vehicles. West said Rice has reached out to some of the victims in the crash and will do everything in his power to bring a sense of normalcy back to their lives. He said Rice understood that people could have been seriously injured, which is why he came forward and answered every question by police. West urged the public not to judge Rice based solely on the incident, and said people should get to know who he is first. In other news, Dallas faces a major challenge in improving traffic safety as the city seeks to eliminate collision-related deaths and reduce severe injuries by half by 2030, the city's transportation director told the Dallas City Council on Wednesday. The city of Dallas is making progress on its Vision Zero plan to address traffic deaths, but the city could face an uphill climb to meet the 2030 deadline, and council members have expressed frustration about the pace. At Wednesday's council briefing, Dallas Police Department Chief Eddie Garcia said the inability to enforce speeding laws boiled down to staffing resources. The department has 29 traffic enforcement officers who oversee the length and breadth of traffic issues in Dallas. Garcia said speed radar cameras on red lights would help fill staffing gaps. Dallas is one of more than 45 cities, including Austin, Houston, and San Antonio, to participate in the Vision Zero Pledge initiative. But those cities have seen little progress towards eliminating fatalities despite investing years in the initiative. Next up, outgoing Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnax will leave office nearly a month before his scheduled June 3rd departure from Dallas, starting his job as Austin's city manager May 6th, according to his employment agreement. Broadnax will make $470,000 annually, which is far more than his predecessor's compensation and more than what he made in Dallas. Austin has been without a permanent city manager since February 2023, when their city council fired Spencer Kronk following the city's troubled response to an ice storm that left more than 100,000 homes and businesses without power. In the midst of approving Broadnax's contract Thursday, Austin Mayor Kirk Watson referred to Broadnax's appointment as the most important decision the council could make. And pay raises for the Dallas City Council, lower barriers for residents to petition for changes in the city, and an independent office to investigate corruption allegations are in the running to become the latest additions to the city charter this year. Dallas is in the midst of its once-in-a-decade process of updating the city charter and nearing the end of the first stage. The Dallas Charter Review Commission, a 15-member city council-appointed board, began work in September to gather and narrow down 125 proposed charter amendments to recommend to the city council. The commission has approved more than 30 suggested amendments to the city charter so far. Other ideas include clarifying when the city manager must submit a budget proposal and modifying the voting system residents use to elect council members. The commission's next and possibly final meeting is April 11th, when its members could vote on finalizing charter amendment recommendations. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.